interpreting molecular hydrogen and atomic oxygen line emission of T Tauri disks with photoevaporative disk wind models, by C.H. Rubb et al. Winds in protoplanetary disks play an important role in their evolution and dispersal. However, what physical process is driving the winds is still unclear, i.e. magnetically vs thermally driven, and can only be understood by directly confronting theoretical models with observational data. We use hydrodynamic photoevaporative disk wind models and post-process them with a thermochemical model to produce synthetic observables for the OH2 at 2.12 micron and OI at 0.63 micron spectral lines and directly compare the results to a sample of observations. Our photoevaporative disk wind model is consistent with the observed signatures of the blue-shifted narrow low-velocity component, NLVC, usually associated with slow disk winds, for both traces. Only for 1 out of 7 targets that show blue-shifted NLVCs, the photoevaporative model cannot explain the observed line kinematics. Our results also indicate that interpreting spectral line profiles by simple methods, such as the thin disk approximation, to determine the line-emitting region can yield misleading conclusions. The photoevaporative disk wind models are largely consistent with the studied observational dataset, but it is not possible to clearly discriminate between different wind-driving mechanisms. Further improvements to the models, such as consistent modeling of the dynamics and chemistry and detailed modeling of individual targets, are necessary. Furthermore, a direct comparison of magnetically driven disk wind models to the observational dataset is necessary to determine if spatially unresolved observations of multiple wind traces are sufficient to discriminate between theoretical models. This was Interpreting Molecular Hydrogen and Atomic Oxygen Line Emission of T Tauri Disks with Photoevaporative Disk Wind Models, by C.H. Rubb et al.